love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband wondering, just like I've asked before, are my kids alive? I really wonder now, is my wife? It's a unfortunate question I have to ask. I'm struggling again with the why bother issue. You know, I know there is a reason to bother. You know, there's the obedience to Christ thing. I know that's offensive, but as a flawed man, I'm still striving for that. But I'm definitely feeling my weakness because in a couple of interactions, I have noticed overt rejection. And especially because of my, it appears to be on my stand related to Sound of Freedom. You don't point out, you know, and I think it's two issues. One is you don't point out somebody who's in the club. And, you know, they're in the club. So don't point out a problem with somebody in the club. Plus, the other thing is, don't point out something where I may have invested emotion, time, whatever, into it. Now you're saying I was fooled. Don't go there. No, don't go there. So if you're going to do that, I'm going to reject you. I think both those things are on the table. But either way, it's been difficult. But, you know, I look at the things that obviously I'm striving for with Shofar Nexus, and I'm sure you keep up with the news in India. Apparently in like May, there was an event, eastern part of the country, there's a Christian community, and they're having some difficulties with other parts of the community. And an event occurred that was videoed, where I think at least two women were stripped and raped publicly. Obviously, this is not a good thing. And apparently, this is not necessarily unique, but this was caught on camera. And now, several months later, the video became, you know, a viral video. And it hasn't gone over well, to the point that the Prime Minister Modi has acknowledged there's a problem here, and this should not be. The thing I found fascinating is that is his statement, there'll be no forgiveness, which is overtly non-Christian. Well, he is Hindu. But anyway, I found that fascinating. For some people in that situation, there are techniques to help them, because obviously the state didn't. I mean, this is a literal example of where the state did not help. Because one of the things a lot of the people are trying to do is get rid of the chief of police and things of that nature, because they didn't help. It's only become an issue, and people say, oh yes, we're going to do something about it, because it became, well, now on the world stage. So now that it's on the world stage, we're going to do something about it. But before, nothing. So maybe if you had a technique, maybe it's described in modern-day slavery, from cocoa to sex, offering a fighting chance for some. Maybe the technique described there may work for some. But I can't do it alone. And right now, I remain doing it alone. But even though I have this why bother problem, seeing things like that, that's why I bother. Especially, Tim Ballard and this, you know, a Christian group and whatnot. Yeah, it's a Mormon group, remember it? Mormon group. Plus, those people in India are Christian too. And either way, something about a human being created in the image of God, even if they're Islamic or Hindu. Anyway, it's the reason to bother. But emotionally, it's really hard. It's, especially when you add the rejection, it is really hard. I'm going to leave a video. No democracy in Ukraine, but U.S.-run totalitarian regime. DPR, Communist Party head. Okay, so The DPR, Donetsk's, I don't think it's People's Republic. So some of that nature. Anyway, one of the areas of the Donbass. The head of the Communist Party there, who's apparently been very vocal for many years, gave an interview. It's 15 minutes, 30-minute long interview. So I have the whole thing. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And of course, behind him, he has a pretty large bust of Lenin. It's kind of like, this guy's serious. And see, one of the concerns I've had, I've mentioned it, because when you look at what's happened in I don't see it as much. I see both within the Donbass region. You see the farmhouses, the spread out communities, but you also see the apartment buildings. What happened in Mariupol after all the destruction and whatnot, there was the new apartment buildings that were put in together, orchestrated by the state and those kind of things. And I asked the question there because my concern is what you saw is the aura of the Soviet system of communism. It seems that that's culturally still there. And obviously as part of the government too. So this gentleman overtly is communist. And to hear somebody say it and describe it, with some clarity is remarkable. I think he's totally off base. However, I respect him for the fact that he would say it. And he describes the tension between communism and fascism, because people he describing mostly in people out of it's Kiev right now, but also Lviv is a city somewhat west of that, where apparently was more the center of where this Bandera and so forth was located. They still have the big statues. They have the torchlight marches and so forth. They've had those kind of things because he is a fascist and in league with Adolf Hitler during the Third Reich. So, and he's still honored there. So you have this fascism and communism tension there. And to see that was fascinating. Because the problem is fascism is really bad. Communism is really bad. It's not, let's take a choice of one or the other. Both of them are collectivism, just like democracy. Again, democracy and freedom are opposites. So any collectivist, democracy is collectivism. So fascism, communism, fascism, or as Mussolini called it, corporatism, communism or democracy is a form of collectivism. It is not freedom. But to hear somebody say it, and I think the thing that's important is it shows that the mentality, because obviously he's honoring and wanting to rebuild the Soviet idea. So that's his goal. And, again, there's a difference between Marxism and Leninism. My basic understand Marxism is more you build the communist society and then you eliminate the hierarchy, whereas Leninism is the hierarchy is permanent, roughly. Details. I'm not the reference on that. But anyway, I found that fascinating to see that interview. And I really think it was worth my time to watch, and that's why I kept it, because I think it may be, again, something to review, especially even years from now, because it's the fascism, the anti-Nazi stuff, the denazification that Russia is claiming, that's, I would suggest, a good thing. You also need to do the decommunization, because you're going from out of the frying pan into the fire kind of thing. You're not offering freedom. That's a fundamental problem. That is a fundamental problem. You go to war in order to free somebody from Nazism, but if you put them into communism, what gain has there been? Anyway, it is something, again, I have it there simply because I think it's something, it's a very significant historical event. Considering that, let's look at Romans 5, obviously. Chris asked me today, we didn't talk today, but he asked me in an email, and I thought it was a fascinating question. Romans 5 in the ESV, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So, oh, this is good. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, that implies that our faith justifies us, doesn't it? Oh, but let's read the LSV. Having been declared righteous then by faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have the access by faith into this grace in which we have stood, and we boast on the hope of the glory of God. Kind of like, well, this is similar, but there's a glaring difference. The first phrase in the ESV, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, the implication of that is that our faith has justified us, because our justification came because of our faith. The LSV, having been declared righteous then by faith, it goes on. So the ESV seems to imply we are justified or declared righteous, which is basically the same idea. In the ESV, it seems because of our faith. But the LSV, it's we are declared righteous, period. Which is consistent with all the things we've just been discussing relative to 2 Corinthians 5, in the sense, justification is done. It's done. It's done for all. It's that relationship, that trust, is the difference between the elect and the non-elect. So, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, implies that our faith justifies us. Having been declared righteous, we have been justified. So it's then justified. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ in the ESV. Or in the LSV. Then by faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's because in the ESV, it gives you the connotation that our faith has justified us and therefore we have peace through God, peace with God. Whereas the LSV, we have been declared righteous. And then with that gift of faith, we have peace towards God. And I would suggest that's the difference. I would suggest that the implication, the way the reading of the ESV, and I checked a bunch of translations, most of the translations seem to go like the ESV. Some, obviously the YLT, but a couple other literal ones are closer to the LSV. And I think, again, I'm not the reference, but I will contend it seems the consistent message. Again, justification was done for all. All the, you know, there is no sin barrier whatsoever between God and man because he paid that sins. He died for all. However, dying for all means nothing in the sense of, do you stand before him redeemed? No, you stand before him. There is no barrier for you to have a relationship with him. But you choose not to. No one seeks God, not even one. So it's that relationship. Not that you have a ticket. Everyone has the ticket, but not everybody redeems the ticket. Basically. And I would suggest when you read Romans 5:1 and the difference between the ESV and the LSV, the ESV gives you that hint of you got a ticket, and if you know, because of your faith, you're in. Whereas I would suggest the LSV, you're righteous, period. But that faith is a gift of God that gives you peace. You know, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. So when you're sitting here and saying, why bother? Because I'm rejected. I have all sorts of issues. Now, yes, I have my discouragement. I am a flawed man. A flawed man who also has peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I don't embrace that as fully as I should. I would like to, but it's there. We have a peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, not through my faith. He grants the gift. It's kind of like, what have I done for this? Zip. I approach him by his grace. Otherwise, I have no hope. Anyway, I found that it was a fascinating dialogue. It was a fascinating question. Obviously, there was no dialogue. But you know, he asked me, what do you think here? So it seems to be a problem. And, you know, because he gave me the ESV and I went to the LSV and kind of like, no, I don't think there's a problem here. Anyway, I hope that was encouraging. I have emailed more people. The silence is deafening. And difficulties seem to be growing. My hope is not that I do the right thing. My hope is in the grace of God. Kind of like to see a little bit right now. One of the very important things I see in all of this, you know, for example, when I see the thing in India, and it's so easy to be, why bother? But what helps is encouragement. And that's why trying to encourage other people when I meet them has become such a big deal. Even if I don't feel the encouragement myself, I need to do it towards others. It is a really intensely big deal. So I want to encourage my kids. I did send my card to Jim Cross. Because of shofar leaks, I have been called a Satanist, commie faggot, pedophile, and other such things. Then there was Luke 6:22. Note, exclude you. Is it what you do? Because again, as I pointed out the Luke 6:22 yesterday, I feel excluded. By who? Well, by the, you know, again, the example I gave from the related passage in John, you know, they will throw you out of the synagogue. Synagogue being the assembly, which again, I will claim is completely applicable to the Christian community. But that was yesterday. But today, I did some great, I was really encouraged by some of the software I did today. You know, some of the things I mentioned, something, you know, hey, let me simplified something that was great. I see it, and I think it's bringing some stability and some better tools to see what's going on inside. Because again, I want to deliver, just like I've been examining the difference between the LSV and the ESV for Romans 5. I want to give those kind of tools for the technology, so someone without having an intense understanding of TCP protocol or whatever has a reasonable understanding, oh, this is what's happening. And if I have one tool and I gave the understanding of one tool to look at how you know the kits are processed, and oh, then I can look at how the packets are processed. It's the same tool. Oh, that makes it so easy. The lock, it's the same way. Wow, that makes it easy. That's the purpose. And I want to do that with the technology, and I want to do that with the Shofar Book Project too. Do it with the Bible, but that's another issue. And again, right now, I don't know anybody who cares, and I don't have the resources to pursue it. But maybe, Lord willing, one day that'll change. I'll press on until that day, as the Lord allows. My lady, my wife, I'm still here. Even though the mailbox is full, I'm still here. And the voicemails are online. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.